many incidents of racism and fatphobia were found in these communities over the years, even today with social media. And while it was by no means a perfect movement or subgenre, there were many issues and many things wrong with it, pretty much, a lot of its influence still holds up. Tweet expanded what it meant to be feminine, cute, and punk altogether. A lot of its influence still holds up in pop culture and fashion today. Hopefully, we can come to a place of inclusion and celebration of all races, sexualities, body types, and genders to build a more impactful movement and community within this aesthetic. But for now, there's still much work to be done, a lot of problems with this aesthetic. It's not very inclusive. Anyway, that was just my little reality check about this, because as great as it is, there's always problems that need to be talked about. Thank you for listening to my little segment on Tweepop. My sources include Pitchfork, The Jacobin, Popular Music History Journal, among others. I encourage you to do your own research if this was interesting to you, and try to find credible sources. I also, just a disclaimer, I did use a little bit of Wikipedia, so maybe some of the things were not 100% accurate. Now, moving on, we're going to get back just into some classic Vancouver, just Canadian music. Getting back into that, we're going to start with a chill lineup of songs by three artists who have been really prominent figures in modern indie pop, indie jazz, and songwriting. And they're also artists that I'm a big fan of, so works out for everyone, I guess. First up, we have a Canadian feature with Snowpath by Jonah Yano. He's kind of an experimental jazz pop kind of dude. He makes really cool stuff. And I think he did some kind of show recently where he played for 24 hours. Someone fact check me on that, but that's just like insane and so cool. So this is his song Snowpath featuring another artist who I love, Claro. My dad is going to roll his eyes at that, but I played too much of her. But this is Snowpath featuring Claro by Jonah Yano.
It's just interest after all, the kind that's barbed and already inside. And here we are, side by side, arm in arm, tangled in my life till we're braided like a rope. And in my car, it's a 20-minute drive, so here's my hat and a clementine. That's what you mean to me. Well, I get sicker with your heart and mind, and the moon gets dim and the room gets brown. If there's no rhythm to an unstoked fire, when my eyes meet the window, will the world be wild? It's just interest after all, the kind of woman when you know someone from very far. Listen to the steps, anticipate the move they make. Down the hall to the stairs and tomorrow in palms with fruit for me and for you. And I get sicker with your heart and thank you.
Mixtape is not lost. Tune in to the Vancouver Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent music, interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.
Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. What you just heard was Love Songs by Claro. That is a cover of Margot Gurion. I think that's how you say her last name. Sorry if that's incorrect. And that is from the tribute album, Like Someone I Know, a celebration of Margot Gurion. And the song before that was actually also from that album, and it was Take a Picture by Frankie Cosmos and Good Morning, both two modern artists who I'm a big fan of. And then before that, you would have heard the Canadian Jonah Yano, his song Snowpath, also featuring Claro, so we've got a bit of a theme going. Thank you for tuning in. Before that, we talked a bit about Twee Pop. Now we're moving on to some of our playlist music here. And up next, I've got a bit of a funny artist for you guys. He is from, I think he's from Lethbridge, somewhere in Alberta. And his name is, again, don't cancel me, I played him last week. His name is Skinny Dick, but it's spelt with a Y. And his new album, Easygoing, features some really great kind of country, kind of pop indie tunes that are just really nice to put on in the background when you're just wanting to chillax. Yeah, I just said chillax on the radio. Sorry about that. This is his song, Baby Oh Well, from his album, Easygoing.
Be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Siobhan, and you're listening to my open mic. So what you just heard was Vampire Empire by Big Thief. They're probably my favorite band, I'll go and say it, led by Adrian Lenker and Buck Meek. They just make bangers. Like, every song they release is so good. And that was their single, Vampire Empire, which, in my opinion, is one of their best songs. If you enjoyed that, please check out the rest of their stuff. They make really cool music. Before that, what did I play? Before that was Baby Oh Well by the Canadian artist Skinny Dick, spelt with a Y, don't cancel me, from his album Easy Going. Yeah, I think I'm going to sign off now. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Thursday. Be sure to tune in next week. I might be joined by a friend. We might talk about some cool stuff. Might listen to some great music. Actually, we definitely will. What am I saying? Yeah, I'm going to sign off now, but next up, we've got a couple good songs. We've got a Bon Iver song, I think that's how you say it. We've got a Mocha Only song, Soccer Mommy, and Boy Scouts. So please enjoy the rest of the set. Be sure to tune in at 1 p.m. I believe Yago is hosting an open mic, and he always talks about some really interesting topics. So if you're enjoying, keep listening. I will see you guys next week. Have a wonderful rest of your day. This is Spayside by Bon Iver.
Make a hole in my foot. I feel you, even though you're gone. such a mess. I don't mean to stress, I know that I'm blessed, but yeah, I'm cursed with the recipe. You like what you see first, but then there's the rest of me. For listeners, just be glad you're at a distance.
Word.
Matters of the heart leave tatters, the telltale signs, all the usual patterns. How do I get out of that? Hardly ever know what I want besides tones. Living on the moon, and most times it's my doom. Yeah, I'm saying, we lay around, play around, but it's playing and laying. It's mischief behavior when I strain just to weigh in. I'd like to think it helps ruminating and praying. It's smelling like health after I eventually hope. It's up time and again, I'm not a friend of me, I think. Don't think that's the motto. I don't like to leave, it seems some of y'all follow. Living predicaments, inflation and the rent make the head swirl. Sitting in my bed, world going. Love beside the heart, but the art make the rest a little bit imbalanced. Listen in silence, birds in the early eve while I'm on my daily constitutional. Rolling east is a solemn feast. Recreational, temptational, sensations in the thoughts just to thicken up the plot. All I got is these vibes plus pots and pans to make ramen. It's really quite common when the art life dictates everything you fixate on, but not things that make things smooth. I'm a little rough around the edges, dude. Drifting, springtime, Vancouver moves. And the scene's so appealing, yet I know I need healing. I really mean love, but still I'm looking at the ceiling. Yeah, I really do. No, I really, really
do.
Get it together, Mo. Yeah, you know we're going. Get it together, Mo.
This is CJ.